Hey, are you ready to change your life? If the answer is yes, there's only one rule. You have to change your mind first. And my friend, there's a place where the neuroscience of how your mind works smashes together with faith and everything starts to make sense. That place is called self-brain surgery. You can learn it and it will help you become healthier, feel better, and be happier. And the good news is you can start today.
Thanks, Lisa. Hey, so glad to have you listening today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I live in Nebraska in the United States of America with my incredible wife, Lisa, my father-in-law, Tata, and the super pups, Harvey and Lewis. I'm a neurosurgeon and an author, and I'm here to help you harness neuroscience, the power of your brain, faith, the power of your spirit, and good old common sense to help you lead a healthier, better, happier life. Listen, friend, you can't change your life until you change your mind, and I'm here to help you learn the art of self-brain surgery. To get it done, you can get the show notes and more at drleewarren.podbean.com. That's drleewarren.podbean.com, and if you'd like the show, please subscribe so you never miss an episode and tell your friends about it. If you tell two or three friends this podcast was helpful to you, imagine how much good we can all do around the world together. I'm Dr. Lee Warren, and I'm here to help you change your mind so you can change your life. Let's get after it.
Good morning, my friend. It is 3:45 in the morning, and we're doing some quiet time this morning. I'm getting ready to start my day with some writing. But I've just been thinking a lot lately about how many of us are just really in desperate need of some work by the Savior. Our lives have gotten so full and stressful, and there's so many people worrying about the situation in Afghanistan and the pandemic and vaccinations and all these things are just so much stress. And I think when you're stressed, you need to let the Father, you need to let the Holy Spirit, you need to let the great physician come and minister to you. And so today we're going to look at a couple of three scriptures, actually, from the same person, all written by David at different times. And we're going to see a stress response that he had, and one, two that are difficult for him, and one that kind of gets some resolution. And we're going to just quickly do a little heart surgery on ourselves. And before we do that, we're going to listen to a song by Cody Carnes called Run to the Father. And then we'll do a quick look at these three scriptures and some prayer, and then we'll be going out with one more music, one more song, and we'll be done. Just a quick quiet time when you still yourself in the presence of the great physician. Let him do some work on you today, and as always, start that today. Here's Cody Carnes.
Run to is running to life from.
It's a beautiful song. You know, we do find ourselves in this situation where we keep finding ourselves stressed and anxious and just desperate, and we don't know what to do, and we forget that we have a heart surgeon. We have the great physician right there with us. And it's so easy to forget or to think that we've gotten ourselves finally into some situation that he can't or won't help us with. Right? That's one of the tricks of the devil, is to say, well, yeah, God might have helped you last time with that, but you know, not this time. This one's too hard. This one's too big. This one's too much. Well, let me share with you three scriptures. They're all from the Psalms and they're all from David. There's three different times that David encountered this notion that he was done for. He was hosed. He was cooked. And David had a favorite thing that he liked to say. He would say, I'm going to go down to the pit, or in the Hebrew, I will go down to Sheol. I will go down to the grave. Like, he kept in his mind, he would see himself basically being so sorrowful or so stressed out or so worried that he might as well be dead. He was just going to go down there and be like those who are in the grave. Psalm 28:1, he starts off by saying, God, don't turn your ear from me. If you are silent to me, I will lose all hope like those who are silenced by death's grave. Or another translation, he says, if you're quiet to me, I will be like those who go down to the grave. I will be like those who go down to the pit. So he's saying, I can't hear God. This situation, God doesn't seem to be with me. And so I'm just going to die. I'm just going to be down there and wallow in the grave and be like everybody else down in the pit, all the dead people down in the pit. There's another place, Psalm 143:7. Answer me quickly, Lord. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, or I'll be like those who go down to the pit. Here he is again. It's so dark for whatever David's going through right then that he can't see God, even though God is still there. It's so dark. He thinks God has turned his face from him. So now here in 28:1, he thinks God's not listening, not speaking anymore. Here in Psalm 143, he thinks it's so dark that God's not even willing to look at him, not willing to turn his face to him, and he's just going to die. And so sometimes we just get in that situation. Well, when we are in that situation, we need to let him minister to us there, because the truth is, was understood by David again over in Psalm 139 when he was feeling a little bit more hopeful, when he decided not to give up, when he decided to remember that all those previous times when he thought he was hosed, he wasn't actually hosed. And look what he says here in 139. Where can I go? apart from your spirit? Is there anywhere I can go to escape your watchful presence? If I go up into heaven, you are there. And if I make my bed in the realm of the dead, you are there. Another translation says, if I go down to the pit, you are there. So get this. Here he's recognizing that even if he does go down to the pit, Jesus will be there with him. Even if he goes to the top of the mountain, Jesus will be there. Even if he's in the storm, the Lord will be there with him. There is no situation and no time and no place when the Spirit of the Lord won't be with you. Paul brought this home in the New Testament when he was like, there's no height or breadth or depth or gap or anything that can separate you from the love of Christ. There is no place, friend, that you can go where you will be alone. And the interesting thing about these three passages is Psalm 28:1 happens before David remembered that in Psalm 139, and Psalm 143 happens after David remembered it. So don't beat yourself up. If you get this right some days and other days you forget and you're desperate again and you feel like you've lost him again. It's even David did it, right? This condition that we have of struggling for hope is terminal. We will never get it right until he redeems us and we get our frailties and our humanness stripped away from us and we get our redemption bodies. That's the only time this is going to be right. So we are going to struggle with this. And in the meantime, while we're struggling, let him be the heart surgeon for you. Let him help you through that self-brain surgery thing. The only part of self-brain surgery, by the way, that you do yourself is submit to it. He does the rest, but you've got to lay down and say, hey, open me up and fix this thing in my mind. Help me get this right. That's the only part. You have to consent to it. You have to decide for it. You don't have to do the work, so don't beat yourself up. Just remember, there is no place you can go, friend, where he's not with you. There is no pandemic. There is no global war on terror. There is no economy problem. There is no disease. There is no relationship issue. There is no occupational situation or financial strain that you can get yourself into that he won't be there with you. There's people on the prayer wall right now. They're dealing with homelessness and infidelity and marriages that are struggling and children that are separated from their parents and grandparents. And there's drug addiction and abuse and spiritual situations happening. There's pastoral abuse and there's verbal and physical and relational abuse happening in marriages. And in all of those situations, I just remind you, Jesus can get there if you let him. Your heart needs a surgeon, friend. Father God, don't let us forget who you are and that nowhere we can find ourselves is without you if we'll just take our hands off our ears, take our hands off our eyes and listen and look and you will be there. We need you, Father. We desperately, desperately need you and we need to remember that you are sovereign over all our situations. As we said before, you're sovereign over dead armies. You're sovereign over axe heads that have fallen into the river. You're sovereign over how much oil is going to come out of that jar. You're sovereign over the walls of the cities, the hearts of the kings, the behavior of the bees and the flies and the animals. You can send a fish to swallow up a prophet. You can send a fish to bring a coin to pay taxes. There is nothing that's impossible for you. You are sovereign over all of it. Help us to have that heart surgery today that we need to remember that you are there with us no matter what we're going through. We're going to listen to Chris Tomlin sing about sovereignty, Father, about the fact that you are sovereign over all of it. Help us to remember it today and help us to start today.
But the truth is tonight that God knows where you are right now. He knows where you're sitting. He knows your name. He knows everything about you. He loves you. He has an amazing purpose for your life. Whether you even know it or not, whether you even believe that or not, he loves you. And he knows where you are. He knows where you are in life. He knows what you're bringing in this place. And you can cast your cares on him tonight. He is sovereign. He is near you tonight.
Trust you.
ocean floor with me in the calm, with me in the storm. Sovereign in my greatest joy, sovereign in my deepest cry. With me in the dark, with me at the dawn. In your everlasting arms, all the pieces of my life, from beginning to the end, I can trust you. In your never failing love, you work everything for good. God, whatever comes my way, I will trust you. God, whatever comes my way, I will trust you. And all my hopes, all I need, held in your hands. All my life, all of me, held in your hands. All my fears, all my dreams, held in your hands. All my hopes, all of me, held in your hands. All my life, all I need, held in your hands. All my fears, all my dreams, held in your hands. In your everlasting arms, all the pieces of my life, to the end, I can trust you. In your never failing love, you work everything for good. God, whatever comes my way, I will trust you. God, whatever comes my way, I will trust you. God, whatever comes my way, I will trust you.
Amen. Friend, don't forget wleewarnmd.com/prayer if you need prayer. wleewarnmd.com/voicemail if you want to leave us a voicemail with a prayer request, an idea for the podcast, a question, comment for Tata, any of that sort of thing. wleewarnmd.com/voicemail right from your iPhone, right from your smart device or website or desktop computer. You can leave a voicemail anytime. We'll respond to you and we'll get back to you. Here's an example of one from a lady named Karen who sent a beautiful message to encourage us and Star after Star lost her dog. Here's a good example.
Good morning, Dr. Warren. My name is Karen. I just heard your message from Star, who lost their dog, Biscuit. I'm praying for you, Star. We lost our dog, Shiner, about a month ago, and it's been really hard. Thank you, Dr. Warren, for all that you do. I've really enjoyed listening to your podcast this past month. It's really blessed me, and I just wanted to thank you and Tata and Lisa. God bless you. Bye.
Friend, no matter how hard it gets, no matter where you go, God is sovereign over that moment of your life. He had it planned. He's not surprised by it. Take your hands off your eyes and your hands off your ears because he's right there with you. You just have to remember. You have to turn to him. Let him do that heart surgery on you. It's going to be okay. We're going to get through this and we're always with you. But you have to start today. God bless. Hey, thanks for listening. The Dr. Lee Warren podcast is listener supported. Check out patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. That's patron.podbean.com/Dr. Lee Warren. Patrons and partners get free books, transcripts, special patron only episodes, and more. And partners like you allow us to stay ad free and keep growing. Please subscribe to the show so you automatically get every episode. And if you like the show, you'll love my weekly letter. Check out my writing at drleewarren.substack.com. drleewarren.substack.com. Get the free newsletter every week for my best prescriptions for becoming healthier, feeling better, and being happier through the power of faith and neuroscience smashing together.
via self-brain surgery. DrLeeWarren.substack.com. And if you need prayer, go to the prayer wall at WLeeWarrenMD.com/prayer. The theme music for the show is Make Us One by Tommy Walker, graciously provided for free by the great folks over at TommyWalkerMinistries.org. Check it out and consider supporting them. TommyWalkerMinistries.org. Remember, you can't change your life until you change your mind. And the good news is, you can start today. I'm Dr. Lee Warren. I'll talk to you soon. God bless you, friend. Have a great day.